This is episode number 2406 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, March 16th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Ryan Reynolds is about to make some serious bank.
Oh?
Probably a lot more than he's pocketing for Deadpool 3.
Oh, probably, huh?
His company, Mint Mobile, is being sold to T-Mobile for $1.35 billion.
Billion with a B.
And I didn't even think that Mint Mobile would be worth that much. Are there that many customers?
I have no idea. I really don't.
And he's a 25% stakeholder in Mint Mobile.
Okay.
So, which means he's going to make a crap ton.
A couple hundred million.
Crap ton.
Yeah.
It's not clear how much, though, but basically his kids don't have to, him and Blake can just go cruise the world. They don't have to do anything for the rest of their lives.
Right.
I don't think he's Garth Brooks rich, but, you know.
Well, $200 million is a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. He issued a statement saying, quote, "We're so happy T-Mobile beat out an aggressive last-minute bid from my mom."
I love Ryan.
Funny and smart. The announcement came in the form of a video from Ryan and T-Mobile CEO Mike Sievert.
Okay.
"We're so happy to have you and the whole Mint team join the T-Mobile family," Mike said.
I think T-Mobile just wants to annihilate everybody, so they just want to swallow everybody up.
So then Ryan, naturally, "Ha! Well, I wouldn't call it a family, Mike. Family is a place for misdirected hopes and dreams. I'm hoping this will be much better than that."
He wouldn't be funny if he wasn't so right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and if you love Ryan's Mint Mobile commercials, don't worry. He's staying on as spokesman.
Oh, they would be fools. They'd be foolhardy. Oh,
yeah. Foolhardy.
So I saw a Mint Mobile commercial the other night before all this happened. And here's Ryan standing in front of a green screen because, A, it's the color of Mint Mobile. And, B, it's a green screen. So it looks like, you know, they're saving money on commercials. And he goes, "We saved a bunch of money on this commercial because we're sharing it." And then a wipe comes across the screen. In comes Jack in the Box, holding a mint shake that they sell.
Shamrock Shake.
It's actually called the Mint Mobile
Shake. Oh, yes.
So there you go.
For St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Pretty sure that Ryan Reynolds has got plenty other irons in the fire. Of course, he's got Aviation Jim and a bunch of other things, but... did I say Jim? I meant to
you
say
did.
Jen. It's early. But he's doing just fine. I mean,
he is doing just fine.
And Deadpool 3
and,
is on the way.
And the soccer team. I'm sorry, the little football team.
He's got a little football team.
Yeah. In Wales.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Congratulations to Mint Mobile and all of us in the T-Mobile family.
Oh, yes. All right. I know this is the Who Cares News, but I care.
You care?
I care. This is because I get to talk at this time. I care. Monk is back.
Oh, I do care about that.
Yeah. Peacock has greenlit a revival movie.
Yay.
It's called Mr. Monk's Last Case, a Monk movie.
Oh, but sad that it's his last case.
I know. But, you know, Kiss did farewell tours many times.
That's true. It could be the last one.
Oh, you're monking.
I'm doing Tony right now. Wipe, please.
Reuniting Tony Shalhoub with the original cast for the first time after more than 13 years.
Oh, has it been that long? 13 years. Oh, my God.
I can't believe it's been 13 years.
Wow.
And if you haven't seen Monk, you really should.
So, binge it.
Adorable.
It's on Amazon. It's on Netflix. It's a great show.
It is a great show.
If you have OCD, you will be able to relate.
Yes, you will.
So good.
The follow-up film finds Monk, the brilliant San Francisco-based detective with obsessive-compulsive disorder, returning to solve one last very personal case involving his stepdaughter, Molly, a journalist preparing for her wedding.
Wow.
Now, see, I think that because he has never solved who killed his wife.
He's never solved who killed his wife. No, Trudy.
And if this is his last
case? No, he has. He has solved it.
Oh.
He did solve it. Yeah, he did solve it. Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
I think
I had to think back. It's like, yes, yeah, he did solve it.
All right. So in addition, so anyway.
It was a judge, I believe. Yeah.
No spoilers.
Yeah, well, it was a judge. It was a judge.
A judge?
Yeah.
Wow. In addition to the original cast, the original production team, and Monk creator Andy Breckman, they are all on board for the movie.
Is that great?
It starts shooting in May.
Ah, so cool.
Now, you know, because Monk, he's always Tony Shalhoub. He's in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yes, and he's won a few Emmys.
And he's brilliant. He's brilliant.
So Maisel wraps this year. This is their last season.
No.
Yeah, fifth season will be their last season.
Yeah.
In
addition to the original cast, the original production team, and Monk creator Andy Breckman, they are all on board for the movie, which starts shooting in May.
Oh, I can't wait. Now, Andy Breckman was on a episode of the Randy Disher podcast. And in fact, one of the first podcasts
from Mouthful Media.
That's right. The Randy Disher podcast from Mouthful Media. All about all things Monk and more.
And for Monk fans, you want to check out the Randy Disher podcast for more details and some great past interviews with cast and crew.
I got an email from Jason last night. He said, season 2 of the Randy Disher podcast is imminent.
Imminent.
You're not going to want to miss it. Trailer Howard played Natalie Teeger, his assistant. Ted Levine was Leland Stottlemyre, the captain.
Yep.
Jason Gray Stanford, of course, my dear friend Randy Disher, Lieutenant Disher. So,
who has an incredible story all on his own.
Oh, we'll have to talk about Jason as we get closer. Anyway, Jason does talk about it a little bit in one of the episodes of the Randy Disher podcast, so check that out. All right, with our apologies to no one, because we're so stoked that Monk's coming back.
Not even Halle Berry, huh?
And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.